Welcome to this programme in our podcast of highlights from recent discussions in NCSL in Dialogue, Talk to Learn's online community for national education debate, accessed by more than 16,000 school leaders every month. All comments in this programme are represented by the voices of actors.
The Literacy and Numeracy Strategies Debate, hosted by Sally Rundell, Senior Director for Primary National Strategy, and Nigel Bufton, Primary Programme Director for Mathematics. They welcomed comments and feedback as they continue to develop the resources and guidance on the framework. Putting fun into problem solving in order to make maths more relevant to children was top of the agenda, but many were also concerned about the lack of grounding for very young children in fundamental skills and concepts. Key maths issues that were flagged up included progression, accountability, using and applying mathematics, and consolidation of learning. Steph Harvey, Primary Strategy Consultant for Numeracy for Devon Education Services, said that problem solving continued to be an issue because it was seen as an add-on and not at the heart of mathematics teaching.
One of the elements we recommend is to develop the use of probing questions as a start to a lesson, opening up the inquiry rather than closing it down into right or wrong answers.
Dave Woodcock, an AST in a primary school in Blackpool, described his school's Fun Friday, a weekly problem-solving activity that produced positive results.
It takes many forms, huge board games where children are counters, shape hunts, measuring and so on. The cooperation and teamwork, bonus life skills, are remarkable, and children not only remember more and use higher-level thinking, but they love it too.
Several contributors were concerned that very young children were not being given a good grounding in maths, which held them back later on. Louisa Kenzie, a Year 6 primary teacher in South Cambridgeshire, was concerned that key concepts were not getting enough attention early on, which could hamper their progress through Key Stage 2.
It worries me that when we rush children through objectives, they can end up at Year 6 with very sketchy understanding of key ideas, of the relationship between addition and subtraction, for example. I find as a Year 6 teacher, I have to spend time plugging the gaps. The longer units in the primary framework, with their emphasis on making connections across areas of maths, should help with this.
One contributor said he found the only way to improve standards was to raise the children's own expectations of themselves.
So many of them don't seem to care whether they can add up, spell, or read. Lots of work on careers and futures, as well as constant reminders about how we would use the things taught in real life, seems to help.
On the literacy front, Helen Pearson, a literacy coordinator in Halifax, felt that the primary framework encouraged children to improve their word skills.
The use of ICT in units such as the piano really makes the boys and other reluctant writers want to work. One problem is ensuring that the ICT skills of our staff are adequate.
Another school leader said she and her colleagues had made writing a focus after disappointing SATs results.
After finding that we had not produced enough level fives, we have decided to monitor writing much more closely. We have also included all the faculty heads in monitoring writing and numeracy across the school. Let's hope this works.
And that completes this programme. Thanks for listening. And don't forget, you can subscribe to receive future programmes in this series of Talk to Learn highlights at www.ncsl.org.uk/online communities.
Talk to Learn has over 100,000 members. If you'd like to join, visit www.ncsl.org.uk/online communities.